Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 26th. The grains closed strong here. December corn up 14 and a quarter cents, 664 and a quarter. D sweet up 16 and a quarter cents at 805 and a quarter. And November beans up 30 cents at 1461 and a quarter. September beans closed up 52 and three quarter cents at 1605 and a quarter. You could probably pretty much forget anything else we need to talk about. The crop progress or the Pro Tour, crop tour came out with a corn yield of 168.1. That's down 7.3 bushels from the last month's USDA number. To me, it's a shocking number. You know, you expected it to be down 1 to 2 bushels, but not 7 bushels. Now we've rallied the corn 40 cents this week. Is that enough? I don't think so, not with that kind of number. That's going to get the carry out, you know, a lot tighter. And I don't believe the number, but it is what it is, and that's what the market's going to trade Sunday night. We also have to keep an eye on the nuclear reactor or the nuclear plant in Ukraine. Looks like they turned off the electricity. Now the emergency electricity is on. And the question is, does it pump enough cool water to keep those reactors cool or not? Nobody has the faintest idea whether that's going to happen or not. Apparently, UN inspectors are going in next week, hopefully early, to figure out what's going on. But if there's a problem there, you know, it's going to be Katie bar the door on Sunday night and Monday if there's any problems there. So strong closes all the way around. The September-November bean spread got out to 149, closed at 144, so it tested that resistance at 150. The spread gained 23 and a quarter cents here today. The ongoing shortage of old crop grain is a problem out here. December corn gained on September. I would imagine with this report, even though the basis is a dollar or something higher for old crop delivery, it'll be interesting to see what it does on Monday. But at any rate, this is, in my opinion, a pretty unprecedented report and one to send us higher. The Fed chairman came out originally and, you know, he said they're going to try to do whatever they can to curb inflation. There's going to be some pain, but not as much pain as if they didn't do anything. The bonds actually rallied a full point on that, but the Dow Jones, right now it's down 764 points, just 15 bucks off its lows. Certainly didn't take the Powell discussion very well. So, you know, are we going into a recession? If we do, the initial reaction in the beans and the corn and the wheat was to break. And then within a few minutes, we started the rally back and pretty much made our highs right on the close. So obviously, somebody had a pretty good idea of what this Pro Farmer Tour was going to be about here. The bean yield was basically unchanged from the USDA. It was down 0.2 of a bushel. So that's not, you know, a major factor there. I would imagine guys would probably sell corn and buy beans at some point on Monday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.